Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
It's Mike's Daily Podcast.
I am Mike Matthews. Welcome to Mike's Daily Podcast. FF episode 3077-3077.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
In the land of Ameritopica. And I'm really tired because I've got a cat that had some surgery. So it's wired. It's jumping around. It's trying to hide under the couch in that little area that it finds. A little pouch. And it's driving me out of my mind. I'm going to go, cats. What the heck? They just drive you nuts after they get
Mike's Daily Podcast.
The surgery, and it was for some kind of allergic thing. It's having an allergic reaction to something. So
Mike's
it bites
daily
its own fur.
Podcast.
And has these little bare spots.
Yeah.
Bald spots. And I can relate to bald spots, but that's another thing. He is driving us crazy, so we're keeping an eye on him, keeping him entertained. This is so much work to do for a cat, but hey, all of God's creatures, dogs, cats, us, oh, birds, fish, yeah. Hey, fish are in the podcast picture as well as a dog, so we'll get to that in a moment. But Meta has breezed through all this tariff uncertainty, the tariff rockiness. Hey, my cat's named Rocky. That's pretty unusual. It's like a rock to the head these days with this guy. Facebook, Instagram, Threads, that all belongs to Meta. And here's a couple other ones that I have no idea what they are. WhatsApp, I guess if I was in Europe, I'd know what WhatsApp is. Meta AI, I haven't used their AI yet. Meta Quest, they also got Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses. Now I have some Ray-Ban sunglasses that were gifted to me because the guy that bought them said, these don't fit my head. They're really huge. Can you wear these? Of course I can wear them. I have an enormous noggin. So I was very interested to hear that just now about Meta having their Ray-Bans, their smart glasses and all that they're trying to do. Remember Google Glass? That was the thing.
And here's today's podcast picture.
That creeped out people about 20 years ago. The podcast picture is not from 20. Not from 10, but from 9 years ago, and the late, great Basil the Boxer, we were on this really fun walk, and he discovered this trough, and for some reason, there were goldfish in this trough. This wasn't a pond. It was a trough that was built for cows, and someone had put goldfish in it. I guess they eat the algae or something, and he was fascinated by the goldfish. And this is a picture from 9 years ago. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com. I hope you enjoy it. So, the late great Basil the Boxer. Wonderful area. Five canyons in Podcaster Valley, if you can ever go for a walk around there in Podcaster Valley. Very nice. So, the first quarter for Meta was at $42.31 billion, of course. Billions. $42.31 billion is what they generated in the first quarter of this year. Their ad business was up 16%, and that's actually responsible for almost all of its revenue. There was 1 billion monthly active users using their Meta AI, the one I don't know anything about. So I guess I'm late to that party.
This show is clean.
It is. Mike hasn't cussed yet, even though he gets frustrated, as you can tell, by things at Cafe Anyway. WhatsApp has 3 billion monthly active users. So for someone who does not know what that is, that's amazing. It's doing really well. Threads, not quite at a billion. They're down in the $350 million range. They got 350 million active users, Threads. But hey, I don't know if that's more than, is it Blue Sky? The more left-leaning answer to Twitter, which used to be left-leaning, but then it became X and is not. Remember when Twitter was left-leaning?
Woo!
And then Parler came around, and Parler's gone now. Parler was the right-leaning version of Twitter. But now you got X, and it's more right-leaning. So whenever I go on X, and I am on X, at Mike Talks, as well as Mike's Daily Pod, but whenever I'm on there, I just nonstop. It's Elon doing this, Elon doing that. I launched this into space. It's like, oh, look, show and tell day. Thank you, Elon, for showing me all that you do. Thank you for telling. Meta ads, when I go onto anything like Threads that's owned by Meta or Facebook.
Mike is on it, man.
Go where no man has gone
before. We love it, Mike.
Instagram, thank you. I don't see Mark Zuckerberg shoving in my face everything he's done lately, so there you have that. But Meta ad sales grew last quarter, reassuring big tech watchers anxious about the industry sensitivity to the economic turmoil unleashed by tariffs. Everything's going to be okay in the big tech world, but the future might be tougher. Meta earnings report covered the period before Trump was inaugurated. And
this is Mike's Podcast Picnic.
My podcast picnic here today. I have brought us various smoothies that I made. There's strawberry, mango, and orange. Help yourself before they turn to juice, mango juice. Hey, mangoes are great, full of all kinds of vitamins. I mean vitamins. I'm not in England. It's vitamins is what we say. So Trump challenged China to a trade war, and all of that happened basically before.
Get through that. I got into it.
Before we all got into it there with Meta. The first quarter is what we were saying this covered. The Chinese businesses are about 11% of they are responsible for 11% of the ad revenue that Meta generates is from China. So we'll see as the future wears on, goes on, what will happen with Facebook, Instagram, et al. Threads, whoever uses that.
When you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
The men that wear stretchy pants use Threads? Fascinating. Okay, we're going to go outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Meritopica, and say hi to some folks.
Hello, my gosh, it's Madam Rutabaga. I don't even know what the Meta is. Ooh.
Meta is a, you know, when you're talking about something, but you're actually talking about something that you're talking about, that's Meta. Do you like that?
Yes.
Do you like words?
Yes.
Do you like syllables?
No.
Yeah, syllables. That gets annoying after a while with the talking.
Anyway.
Cafe Anyway is where we are. Two syllables there. I guess three. Four? Possibly. Look who else is here.
Hello, dear Mike. This is Valentino, the parking attendant.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, all of that stuff was interesting. Day. And we like to tell you that the things are interesting. Day. Day.
Yeah, day. Do you know that? Day. Okay, I guess that's also a syllable of some sort.
Like they got an area where you can get specialty burgers. They got an area where you can get chicken. They got an area where you can get all this food.
And Cafe Anyway.
You've never seen anything like it in your life.
But we're really honored now here at Cafe Anyway to have a special guest here. And we're going to talk about something that now the month of May, if you didn't know, is Mental Health Month. And as you know, there is so much in this world that attacks our mental health. And what I tell you often is to just calm down, stay calm. Don't take life too seriously because it's not taking you too seriously. It goes, look how crazy it is, how crazy it gets. So what I'm telling you is, let's talk to somebody, is to tell us something. Someone who deals with this every day, dealing with the psychological end, that psychological health that affects us all. And I have a very special guest here. Let's go into an interview and talk with her. And she has ties to,
you know, I mean, people, you know, people get stuck on stupid, you know what
yeah
I mean?
People get stuck on stupid, so we got to get unstuck. We need psychological services sometimes. This guest is from Camarillo, which is very cool because we are heard in Camarillo on Camera Radio 99.1 FM and camaradio.org every weekday morning at 5:30 a.m. Let's talk to this fantastic guest.
Into an interview.
And in this world that is so chaotic, we got so much stuff going on. We lived through COVID, and that definitely had an effect on most of us, had an effect on our society. We, though, may have a lot of stuff going on in our brains, a very complex minds that we all have. And someone who can help us sort through that and all the other things that are involved in the psychological world, we have Dr. Amrita Mehta. And Amrita, it is a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me on the show. I'm very honored and really looking forward to our conversation today.
Excellent. And tell me a little bit about Savera. Now, that's S-A-V-E-R-A. And what does Savera mean? And what are the services you offer at SaveraPsych.com?
Sure. So we're a group practice of about 20 clinicians, and we offer different psychological services, primarily psychotherapy. We do neuropsychological evaluations. We also do nutrition counseling, and another leg of it is leadership coaching. There are some other adjunct services, one of them being we do some psychological consultations for intended parents who are on their journey of seeking assisted reproductive treatment like IVF or IUI. And at the moment, we serve clients all across California, and we have two physical offices. One's located in Oakland in Northern California, and the other one is in Oceanside, which is near San Diego in Southern California. To your other question, what does the name Savera mean? Gosh. So Savera is a word that has its origin in India. And in Hindi, its literal translation refers to mourning. Symbolically, you know, it's... yes. And symbolically, it signifies hope, change, new beginnings, you know, and that's really aligned with what we're hoping for our clients to experience through the work that they're doing at Savera. And I do want to... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, new beginnings and a new morning. And wow. And at first when you said morning, I thought, oh, are we grieving or something? But I know grieving the grief process, you also... that, I'm sure, comes up in what people need help with when they go to your services as well. But I'm starting a new beginning, a new chapter. That's fantastic. So You've created this company, and you actually got... Weren't you in Camarillo for a while? That was actually where Salem Media, the company that is broadcasting this, got their start in Camarillo as well. So we share something in common.
Yes. I did live in Camarillo for a fair bit. I did my high schooling there, and then I moved to San Diego, California. But... And you know, in terms of your question around just the practice name itself, I also want to share, you know, the decision to name the practice Savera was really inspired by a multidisciplinary school called Savera that my mom, Rita, had started or founded in India back in the 90s for children with special needs. And it was a time when there was a lot of stigma around mental health and disability at the time, and very limited resources in schools and communities to support students with special needs. So she was quite a pioneer to start something with just the help of parents and some pretty awesome people who decided to offer, you know, a variety of services like physical therapy, occupational therapy, music and dance therapy, nutrition, play therapy, medical care. So it was a very holistic model, and really was very, you know, transformative for not just the students, but families. So fast forwarding to, you know, 2017, that's when I started my own private practice in the Bay Area. And it was really a no-brainer for me to ask my mom for her permission and blessings to carry the name forward. Our services are very different from what she was doing back in the 90s in India, but, you know, the mission still is very much the same, which is to really provide holistic care that's hopefully affordable and also accessible and, you know, focuses on quality of care. So that's just a little bit of history around Savera's beginning.
Wow. And so when would you say you started the practice?
That was in 2017. And that was started in the East Bay. Yeah.
In the East Bay. And Wow, tell me about that process. I mean, getting a business started in the East Bay, in Oakland, or anywhere here in the Bay Area must be pretty difficult.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, you know, I first got my license as a psychologist in 2017, and I thought I was just going to open up a small shop and practice as a solo practitioner. And, you know, at the time, I was just seeing a few clients in therapy. I was doing a couple of neuropsych assessments here and there. And I was doing some contract work with an organization that did leadership coaching. And, you know, starting my own private practice for the first time, that was really exciting, gave me lots of independence and flexibility. But I also realized it got lonely very quickly for me. I was finding myself really eager to have colleagues to closely consult with, collaborate with. I really missed just having that sort of team environment, which I did as a trainee for so many years. And at the time, I was also getting some more clients seeking services, and I was able to accommodate. So shortly, within a year, I would say, I started to put the word out to see if people wanted to join me in my venture and just partner with me and work alongside. And then, you know, a couple of people over time, over the next year, I think one or two people joined my practice. It was so exciting to work side by side with other clinicians with different specialties. And you know, these were people who were truly passionate to make a real difference, too. And so, yeah, we were just kind of growing together, learning how to do this, you know, practice together for the first time. So lots of learnings over the years. But, you know, since then, our team has pretty organically grown. But, yeah, that was kind of the initial starting point. But definitely, it wasn't all easy to grow beyond just me as a solo practitioner.
That's amazing. And I've seen the camaraderie and how everyone works together so well in your team, just observing from the outside. And how is that? Is there a secret to that? How do you get everyone so excited about Severa? Is there, I mean, I know a lot of people work from home, work remotely, there's like a lot of camaraderie with all the coworkers. How do you get them to feel like a team?
Yes, I have to say I'm very proud to have bragging rights for having a really awesome team. They're not just highly skilled and just amazing clinicians, but I just think they're awesome human beings. And I always joke with them. I said, you know, my only criteria was to make sure I could hang out with you guys as just cool people. I can truly vouch for everybody just being so awesome, and not just, you know, in the work that they do, but even as in supporting each other as colleagues and going through, you know, tough times. We're people too. We go through our own lives while we're holding a lot of space for people, other people who are, you know, coming in with their own traumas and griefs and transitions. So it's really a wonderful synergy to have the folks that we have right now. So, and in terms of the remote space, gosh, that was, you mentioned the pandemic, you know, who would have thought we could do this work virtually?
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, I'm thinking now we always could have, you know, seen clients virtually, but, you know, we just never could have imagined that to be the case. Everybody needed a brick and mortar to be able to see patients. So at this point, I think through the pandemic, that transition's made it really easy, not just to do the work we do with clients, but also to have that camaraderie that you're talking about with our team. You know, we have a lot of different channels and forums for everybody to connect. We do group supervision for pre-licensed trainees. We have a separate supervision for, you know, individual supervision that they have. We have group consultation sessions with other clinicians. So lots of different opportunities for folks to connect. And, you know, we also do a lot of in-person gatherings at least a few times in the year. That's a really precious time for all of us to get together and really be in person too. So, we do a lot of different things, and being in a virtual space, you know, it doesn't feel as disconnected too. It's been really nice, and I think everyone's gotten really comfortable in that virtual space as well over time.
Your in-person gatherings, the restaurants that you guys find, I don't know how, Amrita, you find some of the most amazing restaurants in the Bay Area. I don't know how you do it. I hear about some of the places you go to. Oh, wow, that sounds good. I got to check that out. Whereas at Salem Media, we always pick this one restaurant in Fremont we always go to. It's the same one every year.
Well, I'm sure it makes it easy for you to order food because I don't know what's on the menu. but yeah, I'm a foodie myself. I know a lot of our team members are foodies. And come on, the Bay Area has lots to offer.
Yes.
So you know, it's not that hard to find exciting places. But yeah, it's really nice to meet in person.
Well,
and I should mention, too, we just started this yoga session for team members, too. It's called Breathe and Release. We just launched it. Just about, I think this would be our third one. It's just once a month for 45 minutes in the middle of the week. And, you know, it's facilitated by two of our clinicians who are also trained as yoga teachers. And it's really just a space for the team to hop on if they have the time, just to take a moment to pause, connect with each other, and just, you know, some time for self-care, too. So, yeah, that's been a recent new offering that it's been really wonderful for the team to meet and do together.
Wow. Like, actually, the workplace is not a place. People think of the workplace as that's where all the stress is. But then you do a little bit of yoga, that makes it where all the calmness is. And everybody can breathe deeply and be more relaxed, hopefully. That's a great idea.
That's the idea. That's the idea. You know, these are folks who are doing a lot of, like I said, holding space for so much, you know, other trauma and grief and so many other people's stress that I think we have to be very intentional about taking care of ourselves. So, yeah, just a little thing in the middle of the week for everyone.
That is Dr. Amrita Mehta. That's M-E-T-H-A. And in the beginning of this podcast, we were talking about Meta, M-E-T-A, how it all comes around. And then we're talking about mental things, the mental health month of May in which we are in. So I will have Amrita back on the show again real soon. We'll talk some more about this. It's really amazing how she started this company. And it's, I mean, my only business here is Cafe Anyway and Mike's Daily Podcast. And I do have a job where I'm working for some radio stations in the Bay Area, but I don't own the radio station. So it just fascinates me how someone can do all of that. And how she does all that, we'll find out more, but I'll give you a little secret. It has to do with getting a little help from as many talented experts as you can in this world to help you along. But what do you think about all of these things that we covered today? I'd like to get your expert advice and thoughts on the matter. Here's the phone number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.